Father's power and glory, yet with confidence strong.
Boy, kind of a weak clap, wasn't it? I think you could do better than that. God, yeah. Remember, it's to the Lord, so, we want to do everything heartily unto the Lord. Well, our psalm reading this morning is, the last Sunday of the year, and I think it's appropriate, Psalm 145. It's David's psalm of praise to God, and it's his own, his favorite. David had other psalms of praise as you look at the book of Psalm, but this was the, you might call it the crown jewel. It comes from a heart of sincerity, heart of integrity and warmth. It's what a godly man and woman who praises God looks like. It's really a template. It's a pattern for us in which we can give our own adoration and praise to the Lord. So why don't you follow along in your Bibles, or you can look on the screen. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and I shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who bow down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear the cry of and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, and all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. I'm going to have Stacy come on up and open for us in prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. What a song to rejoice. Lord, your word says this is the day that you have made, and we can enter into your gates with gladness. And Lord, this morning we rejoice. You have gathered us, your people, your children, your sons and your daughters. You've gathered us together in this place, man, Lord, so we can rejoice. We can rejoice for who you are. We can rejoice for the works you've done. We can rejoice for the works you're still doing and the works we've yet to see, Lord. We can rejoice. And we thank you so much, Lord, that you've come and you've joined us in this place, Lord. You've brought us that place to enter in, Lord, and now you come and you meet us here. And Lord, together, Lord, we have this time of fellowship one with another and with you. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much for your son. We pray, Lord, you would continue, Lord, to minister to each of our hearts this morning. Lord, maybe we're having a time of just being in that place of not wanting to rejoice. This morning, Lord, we would pray your Holy Spirit would wake us up and we will rejoice, Lord, before we leave this place today. We ask for your blessing upon the continued worship, the blessing of your word through Pastor Bill. Man, Lord, what a beautiful day that you've made. No man can claim that they've made this day, Lord. You've made this day for us, and you've given us the opportunity to come and to rejoice. So we rejoice this morning. We thank you, Lord. We ask for your blessings upon the whole service and everything that entails, from the children's ministry all the way to the people in the parking lot, everyone that's being a part of being here today, Lord. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As we continue to worship, feel free to remain standing or be seated.
A thousand times I failed, so you justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside to bring.
pray for a new working of your Holy Spirit, Father. We want to be able to just sense you, Lord, to be able to know that you are working and you're moving in us. Father, we just ask for a fresh outpouring this morning. Would you stand with us?
See, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We're gonna see.